With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A shooting at Fort Stewart, Georgia has left 5 soldiers wounded and a sergeant in custody. 3rd Infantry Division Commander Brigadier General John W. Lubas says the shooter was a fellow soldier.
We have identified the alleged shooter as Sergeant Cornelius Radford, an automated logistics sergeant assigned to 2nd Brigade Combat Team. Sergeant Radford has not previously deployed to combat. Sergeant Radford has been interviewed by the Army Criminal Investigation Division and is currently in pretrial confinement awaiting a charging decision by the Office of the Special Trial Counsel.
That audio courtesy WJCL. The injured soldiers are stable and expected to recover. Speaking with reporters, President Trump was asked about a potential meeting between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky.
Well, there's a very good prospect that they will. And we haven't determined where, but we had some very good talks with President Putin today. And there's a very good chance that we could be ending the end of that road. That road was long and continues to be long, but there's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
The Russian president offered U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff concrete examples of conditions for peace, that according to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The war in Ukraine has gone on for over 3 years. President Trump says he's imposing a 100% tariff on computer chips, a move that raises the specter of higher prices for electronics, autos, household appliances, and other essential goods that depend on the processors. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 81 points, the Nasdaq rose 252. This is SRN News. A pastor is arrested in Nicaragua, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Clergymen have been criticizing President Daniel Ortega's violent suppression of protests in the country, and the government has responded by locking the clerics up. The latest victim is Pastor Rudy Vargas, founder of the La Roca de Nicaragua Church Association. He's been arrested along with several members of his family, including 2 of his sisters. Nicaragua's assault on religious freedom is beginning to attract international attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is weighing what to do with contraceptives stockpiled in Europe. The supplies stored in a U.S.-funded warehouse in Belgium include abortifacient drugs, contraceptive implants, and IUDs. Belgian officials say they've been talking with U.S. diplomats about trying to spare the supplies from destruction, including possibly moving them out of the warehouse. This is SRN News. New research from a watchdog group reveals ChatGPT can prove harmful to teens.
The Associated Press reviewed interactions where the chatbot gave detailed plans for drug use, eating disorders, and even suicide notes. The Center for Countering Digital Hate found that testing ChatGPT with harmful prompts led the chatbot to respond in dangerous ways more than half the time. The study highlights the risk as more people, particularly teens, turn to AI for companionship and advice. John Scott reporting.
The U.S. is auctioning off the $325 million superyacht Amadea, its first sale of a seized Russian superyacht since the launch of the Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.